Japan's ruling party will today vote to elect a new leader who's certain to become the country's new prime minister. Earlier this month, the prime minister, Yoshihide Suga, revealed he was not going to run for re-election as party leader. Whoever wins is not expected to immediately make any drastic policy changes, with a general election due to be held by the end of the year. Matt Bevan has this backstory. Hiya, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise that we're here, given that Yoshihide Suga only got the job last year after the long tenure of Shinzo Abe, although the revolving door of prime ministers is historically pretty normal for Japan. Shinzo Abe's 8 years was a bit of an aberration. Yoshihide Suga was Shinzo Abe's right-hand man, but struggled to cut through as leader. He was known as a pretty uncharismatic figure, but the kind of guy who could get things done, and then as prime minister he struggled to get much done. There was the unpopular Olympic Games, there were long lockdowns and a slow vaccine rollout. All of these contributed to his very low approval rating and his decision not to run in this year's party leadership ballot. Of the candidates vying for the leadership, former Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida and the former Internal Affairs Minister Sanae Takachi considered two possible winners. Sanae Takachi would be Japan's first female prime minister if she wins. But in terms of popular polling, both of them are being left in the dust by COVID vaccine czar Taro Kono, who financial markets, polls and betting outlets all say is the favourite to win the leadership ballot of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party today. Now, Fran, I'm in a bit of a quandary here. Taro Kono is how he's being referred to in almost all English language media today, but he has in the past taken pot shots at English language media for not using the Japanese name format of surname first name. In January, he tweeted a link to a Japan Times story about him saying, "Well, Times Japan, my name is Kono Taro. You know, if The Economist can do it right, why can't a Japanese newspaper?" So I'm not really sure what to do. I don't want to annoy him, so I might call him Kono Taro for the rest of this segment. The reason I don't want to annoy him is he's extremely active on Twitter in both English and Japanese and has 2.4 million followers, the largest of any Japanese politician, including the Prime Minister. He says he likes using Twitter as a way of engaging with voters, something that he thinks is very important.
Right now, with the recent technology, it gives each individual power to express himself, herself.
Kono Taro is an interesting character. He's the third in a family line of politicians. His father and grandfather were both powerful figures in the Liberal Democratic Party as well. But despite this, he's seen as a bit of a maverick. He supported the shutdown of Japan's nuclear power industry even before the Fukushima disaster. He supports same-sex marriage, while his Conservative Party does not. He's also been vocal on the issue of climate change for many years, well before this year's announcement of a net zero emissions target for Japan.
Our biggest concern is probably the climate change. The seawater level is very high, and we are getting stronger typhoons, stronger cyclone, heavier rain. Once in 100-year rain turned out to be once in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it is not just an environmental issue. It will lead to the issue of water supply management or food security. Mm-hmm. And this is a challenge for entire mankind.
In terms of challenges, he also sees China as one of those. As defence minister, he was extremely supportive of the idea of creating a regional coalition to counter China.
Creating a very strong relationship between Japan and India, or plus US, or even Australia, will bring the stability in this Indo-Pacific region. And I think the stability is a cornerstone for the economic prosperity of this region.
Yesterday, he said he backed the idea of Japan acquiring nuclear-powered submarines, previously seen as a no-go zone for their self-defense force. Wherever he has gone, he tends to shake things up. His job at the moment, on top of being in charge of the vaccine rollout, is as Minister for Administrative Reform and Regulatory Reform. Sounds like a boring job, but he's decided to lead a push to end Japanese business and government's obsession with using fax machines for everything instead of email, which has made Japanese business and government quite grumpy, but he's doing it anyway. Despite his maverick persona, in recent years, as he has approached the top job, he has been more resistant to contradict the official party policy. Last year, he was asked if he would do things differently if he was to ever become the Prime Minister. Here's what he said.
The Prime Minister Kono will be happy to come back here and take questions.
If he wins, Konotaro will need to face a general election before the end of November. But with vaccination rates soaring, lockdowns being lifted, the Olympics over and no strong opposition party, winning that shouldn't be difficult. Now, his victory today isn't a lock. While he's popular with the public, the party may decide to choose someone more conventional as Yoshihide Suga's successor. But coverage over the last few days indicates that is unlikely and that Konotaro is the most likely winner.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.